天天是关于就是说我们的祷告跟神要成就的事情有些时候是不一样的。
My testimony is about the different ways God do things and from what we do things, what we expect.
对，我的岳父前段时间就前几天刚刚过世。
So my father-in-law just passed away a few days ago.
他得了癌症，就是五年前查出来他是癌症晚期。
3 years ago. 3 years ago, he was discovered was the terminal cancer.
对，然后呢，这三年，这过去的这时间呢，我们全部家人，就是包括教会，也都在为他来做祷告，希望他能够被神医治。
So past a few years, we and the whole church was praying for him to be healed.
但是前几天他就被主接走了，他就离开了。
However, he passed away a few days ago.
然后呢？那段时间我记得就是每次有人打电话的时候呢都是直接打给我而不是打给他。
So, at that time, everybody called in and asked me to talk, not Wendy.
对，因为每个人，而且每个人声音都特别的那种非常的小心翼翼，然后就是说生怕说错什么字啊什么的都非常小心。
So everybody was very careful to not to, you know, to say some word which bring bad feelings.
但我每次我说没关系，你跟温迪直接讲哈，电话直接跟他讲，然后温迪就跟他们就正常聊天。
So I just passed the phone to Wendy and she can talk them as normal as normally.
对，然后也许有人会问说，哎，为什么说我们祷告这么长时间，那你的岳父怎么最后还是被主接走了呢？
So some people will ask, we have prayed for such a long time, how come the Lord still take him away?
那我今天就可以告诉你们答案。
So today I want to tell you the answer.
因为我们的祷告是出于我们自己。
So our prayer is from our heart.
那神他所做的一个计划是作为一个很大更大的一个计划。
I believe the Lord has a bigger plan.
直到有一天你才会发现。
Until one day you will know.
过去的这些年其实就是我们自己祷告就是说经常说为我的岳父康复或者有神迹发生让他能够来康复来祷告。
Though in the past many years we have prayed for recovery for my father-in-law's health.
对，然后呢刚开始的时候他自己也是这样来祷告。
At the beginning, she herself also prayed this way.
他也经历过神迹，对，因为他的做过几次手术，每次手术其实做完之后，结果显示都是非常好的。
He actually experienced many miracles in the past operations.
在最后的一段时间，他也完全没有疼痛，也没有服用任何止疼药。
Even in the last few days,Before he passed away, he felt very good. There's no pain or no painkillers used.
不仅是他，医生也都觉得这是个神迹，很奇怪。
Not just him, even the doctors felt it's a miracle.
对，虽然我们还是祷告让他来医治，但是你知道他怎么祷告的吗？
Though we still pray for healing, but you know how he prayed.
他祷告说，他说，他希望被神马上接走。
You know how he prayed? He's prayed that I want to go home, taken away by God.
对啊，所以说这个时候神，你说会听他祷告呢，听我们的祷告呢？
So you think the Lord is going to listen to his prayer or our prayer?
因为他最后的时候非常痛苦，他是大概有几个月时间不能吃任何的饭食的。
So for the last few days before he passed away, he was not able to eat anything. Few months.
然后身上还插了很多的管子。
Many tubes on his body.
他不能够，他躺床上不能够动的。
He was not able to move in his bed.
他在最后一天还做了一个祷告，跟神问说：“你接我走这么难吗？”
So even in the last day, he prayed his God, "Is it too difficult for you to take me home?"
所以就是这样，他那天就离开了。
So that day he passed away.
但是他。被主接走之后呢，其实我跟温迪，我们包括全家人，其实我们其实是没有那么多的悲伤，有悲伤，但是没有那么多，更多的我们是其实是一种感恩的心，是一种有种就是会有一种荣耀感谢神的那种感觉在。
When he passed away, though we have some sorrows, but not so much because we are prepared. We really give thanks to the Lord and for His glory.
他就像是一个种子一样。
He's like a seed.
然后呢，因着他的一个人的这样经历这样一个漫长的一个这样一个过程。
Because of his such a long time suffering.
然后又离开。
And then went away.
我们家里边有好几个亲人因着这个事情愿意来慕道去认识主来愿意去信主
Among our relatives there are quite a few people wanted to know the Lord because of this
对然后呢所以说总体的就是 overall 这样来看的话就是我岳父虽然他被接走了但是是这样整体来说是一个在神看来其实是一个最好的一个计划
So through all this though my father-in-law was taken away by the Lord but we can see that it's a beautiful plan
对就是说如果说我的岳父说句实话他如果今天就是还在世的话
So if my father-in-law was still on this earth
他现在是其实是会更痛苦
He would have been more painful.
他曾经跟我们讲，他说他过去的这几年，他是他这人生中活得最开心的几年。
So he told us the last few years was the most joyful years in his life.
虽然是在跟癌症一起。
Though he was fighting cancer.
但是他很开心。
He was very joyful, very happy.
认识了神。
And he come to know the Lord.
对。所以说就是说我们现在来看的话就是说他被神来接走然后呢其实我们是很感恩的
So now when he was taken away by the Lord actually we are very grateful thankful
对所以有些时候就是我们的祷告呢就是说可能是出自于我们自己的一个想法
So sometimes our prayer is from our heart's feeling
或者说你是神来给你的一个感动，让你来祷告。
Maybe it's God who wants you to pray.
但是结果呢，可能跟你这个祷告是不一样的。
But the result might be different from what you prayed for.
但是你就不要去怀疑，其实不要怀疑这个整个这个最初的祷告为什么是那个样子。
But you don't need to doubt why we're supposed to pray that way.
因为神他会根据每个人的需求包括你要祷告那个当事人他的需求来做事情
The Lord knows the whole plan He will answer the prayer according to the need of the person who are involved in it
然后把所有人的需求都加在一起做一个最好的一个安排
The Lord knows the best plan for everybody
开始的时候你可能会不知道
At the beginning we might not know
但是有一天你会发现除了上帝的这个计划我们做不出来最好的第二好的计划
One day you will find beside God's plan you cannot find a better one
对可能要花点时间
We need some time to process
对但是我们也不需要去埋怨上帝
We don't need to complain about God
对时间会让你知道最后的结果是怎么样
The time will tell
谢谢
给一个掌声好吗感谢感谢